Vaping is often billed as a healthier alternative to cigarettes or a way to help smokers quit. But the manufacturing of flavored vape products has drawn minors to electronic smoking. Colorado Public Radio's John Daly has more on the FDA's most recent attempts to prevent the marketing of tobacco products to minors.
The Food and Drug Administration and Federal Trade Commission on Tuesday sent warning letters to more than a dozen manufacturers, distributors, and retailers of e-cigarette liquids. In a phone briefing for reporters, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says the companies are endangering kids by marketing the products to resemble juice boxes, cookies, or candy.
You look at the lollipop, for example. I don't see how my 4 or 5-year-old doesn't just look at that and see a lollipop. It's a lollipop.
E-liquids are used in electronic cigarettes, and they often use nicotine, which can cause illness, even death, if ingested by a small child. Products targeted have names like Vapeheads Sour Smurf Sauce and Vanilla Cookies and Milk. And says Gottlieb,
these are being deliberately designed in ways that they can be just mistakenly confused by a child,
which violate federal guidelines for tobacco labeling and marketing. Jameson Rogers is with one of the companies, California-based Anywhere, Inc. He said its products are only for adults who want to switch to vaping from traditional cigarettes, which he says are less healthy. The FDA targeted its e-liquid called One Mad Hit Juice Box. Rogers said the company voluntarily removed it from distribution last year.
We definitely didn't intend to position it as a product that would appeal to anybody that was of legal smoking age.
Though he admits it might have been confusing for kids. Ray Story is CEO of an industry trade group based in Georgia called the Tobacco Vapor Electronic Cigarette Association. Story says he welcomes the federal agency crackdown on what he calls fly-by-night companies targeting minors.
Really, would you buy a product of vape with the name Dancing Monkey or Cotton Candy? And at the end of the day, we're trying to create products that have the ability to compete against big tobacco.
Last week, the FDA went after the e-cigarette brand Juul and some retail stores for marketing to minors. The companies targeted Tuesday have 15 days to respond to either defend their practices or explain how they'll change their labeling or risk federal action such as fines or prosecution. For NPR News, I'm John Daly.
That story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, Colorado Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.